Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thanks for tuning in here, first day with my new mouth, to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. I really don't have any new facial work or anything like that. My mouth just hasn't started working appropriately yet, but pray you're having a good day. Want to start off today by saying thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. The Anderson family has been at Merritt Assembly of God longer than I have, and they have been a big-time blessing to us through the years as far as not just faithful attendance, but also in helping us with numbers of projects, and hired them a few years ago to do some work on my house that really made our back porch a much more usable space, and they always do great, great work. And so I talk about their expertise, which they have great, vast amounts of knowledge. They know how to do things that I couldn't figure out how to do. They also have decades of experience. They've worked on small jobs, medium-sized jobs, big jobs. They've done a number of multiple projects for other individuals that I know. In other words, they did a project and they said, I liked what you did there. Can you come and do some more work for me? And so they've got expertise, they've got experience, and on top of that, they have a great work ethic. And so if you are looking to have some concrete work done, maybe you got some cracks you want to replace the concrete in and things like that, Jits Concrete may be a great resource for you. Their number, once again, is 321-536-5804. You know, we're winding down the month of May. Today's May 29th, and Sunday launches us into the month of June. And June is a very special month for me and my family, and we are just so thankful for the grace of God, not just today, but through the decades. And I hope that the longer you journey with Christ, that your eyes will be open to see the faithfulness of God that has been poured out, and that the tender mercies of God are brand new day after day after day. Never lose the wonder of having a personal relationship with the King of the universe, the King of the ages. And so I just wanted to take just a moment and say thank you, Jesus, for his faithfulness through the years, and that never changes. So today we are going to go a little deeper into the book of Ephesians. We're going to, we're still going to be looking at things that we can pray for one another. And it really is kind of an inexhaustible subject. We're not going to spend, you know, a year talking about prayer, even though we could talk about it for an entire lifetime. But in Ephesians chapter 3, and this is not a natural division point here. If I was going to do the natural division point, I would start at verse number 14 of Ephesians chapter 3. But I want to instead begin at verse number 13. And so Ephesians 3:13 reads this: Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So today I want to talk to you about praying for one another whenever you see people going through hardships, whenever you see challenging seasons come. And Paul tells us that while he was going through tribulations on a personal nature, he was praying for the church at Ephesus that they would not lose heart on account of those. So let's talk about troubled times. Let's talk about tribulation. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulations. Now, there are tribulations that come because we live in a fallen world. There are tribulations that come because we're believers in Jesus Christ while living in a fallen world. And the Bible also talks about that one of these days there are going to be tribulations that will come upon unbelievers because they have refused and rejected Christ. So let's talk about praying for those who are going through difficult seasons. So the reality is this: life in a fallen world is hard. As a result of sin coming into the world, we have sin, we have broken relationships, fractured relationships. We have people with hardened hearts. We have sickness. We have disease. There are miscommunications, misunderstandings. There are all sorts of challenges. Your aging bodies and organs that don't work the way that they once did. And, heart issues and back issues. The list goes on and on and on. And because we live in this world, we're going to, most people experience some of those issues. It is not whether or not you are going to experience those issues, but how will you respond? The enemy, Satan, is of the mindset that if life gets hard enough, that we will just turn our back on God and that we will reject him and embrace the ways of the world instead of the ways of God. I want to remind you that thousands of people did that, and Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, are you going to go away as well? And they said, where would we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And so I want to pray for you that if you're going through difficult seasons, or if you know someone who's going through difficult seasons, pray for them. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, is pray for. So a lot of times it is during those seasons of difficulty that spiritual breakthrough can happen, because we make decisions. Sometimes people make it as the last decision. It really should be the first, where we decide that we're going to reach out for God. There's the old story of the person who had been going through a problem, and they had tried everything, and they said, Well, I think we need to pray. And the other person said, has it really come down to that where prayer is viewed as our last resort alternative instead of being our first weapon that we get to use in overcoming the problem? And so the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be of good cheer because Jesus has overcome the world. Your problems have an expiration date. Your relationship with Jesus should not. So I can tell you that even though life in the world is hard, life in the world as an unbeliever is even harder. They face tribulations with no inclination towards reaching out to God for help. I've known a lot of people through the years, and they said, look, I'm postponing my decision to live in obedience to God because I want to squeeze as much life out of, you know, my time on earth here as I can. And then I want to, at the very last minute, then I'm going to pray and ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. And that mindset is depraved. It is a deceived mindset because what this world has to hold for unbelievers is deception. It is consequence. It's pain. It's guilt. It's shame, and it leaves in its wake a pile of debris that is not fun to deal with. And so I want to encourage you, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, change that. Change it today. Put your faith and trust in Him, because while it will not guarantee that you will not have problems in life, you will find that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He said He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And He will be with you in the fire, in the flood, in the den of lions. He will be with you in the good seasons and the difficult seasons. So I pray for you that you would not be facing your tribulations without faith, but you would be facing those challenges with faith. That brings us to number three, and that is that tribulations, times of challenge, problems come in this world because of our faith in Jesus Christ. I've had conversations with people before about their worldview, and a lot of times if you challenge their worldview, then they get very upset, and you know, they can get not just argumentative and debative, but they can get violent, you know, because no one likes to be wrong. So there have been a number of times when people have had differences of opinions with me, and I would have scripture and verse and context and the heart of God, and they would just reject everything that the Word had to say about their situation. And my response was this: well, for your sake, I hope that I'm wrong. But I knew that I wasn't. And time ended up proving, because the Word of God is settled truth now and forever. It wasn't just settled for the Old Testament. It wasn't just settled for the New Testament. It is settled forever. Jesus said not one jot, not one tittle, not one of the least strokes of the pen is going to pass away, because God's Word is eternal. It's eternal truth. And so if you are facing some challenges, and you are doing things the way that God wants you to do them, embrace that moment. He actually says rejoice whenever that happens. And again, I would remind you that he's overcome the world. And so he's not ignoring the problems or anything like that. And again, there are people who try and tell you, hey, if you're a believer, you will not have any challenges. And I've known people that said, well, if I'm a believer and I'm doing something and I face problems or opposition or frustration, that means I must be doing something wrong. No, that may mean you're doing something right. So you have to bring those things to the Lord and say, okay, why is this going on? Now, that brings me to point number four, and the point number four is you do not ever want to be experiencing the great tribulations that God is going to pour out on unbelievers. So remember earlier I was talking about the person who at the last minute plans on giving their heart to the Lord. Well, recorded conversations of people find themselves seconds away from death find that they do not cry out to God in moments like that. Instead, they curse God in moments like that. That's what you will find in the book of Revelation. You will find that when the tribulations of the great tribulations, where it's God's wrath being poured out on humanity who had rejected his plan, his Savior, his Son, his will, his purpose, his provision, his peace, and they've chosen demonic paths instead of godly paths, that even while they are experiencing all of those challenges, that they shake their fist at God, they curse God, and they want to die in their sin rather than live and have to repent. I cannot make a person repent. I can give them opportunity. I can have conversations with them. I can pray for them. But repentance is a gift from God. It truly, truly is. And so if you have some things going on and the Holy Spirit puts his finger on those things and says, I'm not pleased with these and I want you to repent, I encourage you, do it quickly. Do it quickly. He's not wrong. There can be misunderstandings between humans, but there's never misunderstanding on the part of God. He knows exactly what he's doing. And so Paul writes, and he says, I want you Ephesians to know that I am going through tribulations. They are my tribulations, and I'm experiencing these difficulties for you. I will tell you this, there is almost always a purpose. There have been people who told me that they watched me, and what convinced them to become believers was not watching me in seasons of success, but seasons of adversity. And they watched as during those seasons of challenge, that I kept my eye on Jesus and I kept my heart tender before him. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we trust God beyond our understanding. Sometimes the purpose is not for us. Paul said that his tribulations were for the church in Ephesus. There may be a person that you're going to encounter during those seasons of challenge, and you're going to see that they're the ones that benefited from you going through seasons of difficulty. If you're alive today, you say, well, wait a minute, that just doesn't make any sense. I want you to know, if you are alive today, your mother went through terrible difficulty, pains of bringing you into this world. And yet, if you asked, she would say it was worth it. So the other, well, I would say a couple of weeks ago, time flies when you're having fun. But I found myself in a moment where I wasn't around any other people. Don't really remember what was going on. Wasn't anything bad. Wasn't anything horrible. But all of a sudden, I found this old song that just came bursting forth out of my spirit. And it started showing up in my vocal cords. And it, the words go something like this. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. So, tribulation for believers is, it's not any more pleasant than tribulations for anybody else, but when you know that you are doing the right thing for the right one at the right time, you understand that God is able to take adversity and turn it into a blessing. And so Paul finishes up in verse number 13, and he says, therefore, I ask you that you do not lose heart. So that's what we can pray for when people are going through difficult seasons. Pray that they do not lose heart, that they do not lose courage, that they do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season they will reap if they faint not. That's how we pray for one another when we're going through difficult seasons. Whenever you see good people suffering, do not lose heart. Whenever you find yourself doing the right thing and life didn't get easier, life got harder, pray that they and you and me, we do not lose heart. You know, it has to do with what resource are we going to rely upon whenever we are going through adversity. For the believer, we have the omnipotence of God. We have the wisdom of God. We have the body of Christ, where we can be thankful that we are not facing the situation alone. So, do not lose heart. Difficult seasons. You know, someone said something like this: hard times make tough people, or hard times make hard people. In other words, you can face adversity and you don't back down. You end up getting the victory over it. And soft times make soft people. Success is a lot more difficult to deal with successfully in the spirit realm than challenging times can be many, many times. Whenever people have tribulations, they call upon God. Whenever those seasons of adversity pass, then a lot of times they relax, they step back, and instead of pressing on, they enter into a state of complacency. So verse 13 ends with these four words: which is your glory. Without adversity, there would never be any victory. You would never know what you're capable of if you were never asked to employ the things that you have made such a valiant effort to learn how to handle. And so, rather than looking at a person's trials and tribulations and saying, oh man, that's horrible, a lot of times you can look at them the way that David looked at Goliath. And that is this. You're bigger than I am. You're taller than I am. You're more experienced than I am. But I have a relationship with God that you do not have. And this day, I will see victory and you will see defeat. That's the way that David faced Goliath. That's probably the first time that Goliath had ever... I mean, he went out there morning and evening for 40 days and boasted in his natural abilities. And David went out there with the tools that he was accustomed to. But more than that, he went out there with a personal knowledge and awareness of God that is not just meant for church. Your relationship with Jesus is meant for life. It's meant for your home. It's meant for your health. It's meant for your mental health. It's meant for your emotional well-being. Listen, Jesus wants to be Lord over everything. Your successes and your victories. I know people that whenever challenges come, you will not find them anywhere near that. But Jesus is not like that. A lot of times people, when they read the book of Job, they focus on Job's physical challenges. Listen, there was tremendous loss. There was financial loss. There was relational loss. There was health issues and there was even, you know, discord in his relationship with his wife. And there were some men that showed up that were meant to be comforters that instead became confronters. And they lashed out accusations and accusations. And they were doing the devil's job of discouraging instead of bringing comfort. I want to let you know today that if you are facing trials and tribulations, that you have people who are standing there. God sent God the Holy Spirit to be there to help you. He has given you the body of Christ. Don't face life alone. If you're going through difficult seasons, I want to pray for you right now. God, I pray right now that anyone who's going through trials and tribulations, they would not lose heart at what they see, but instead, God, you would say, I'm working this out for your glory. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.